Despite the drought, or maybe because of it, California nurseries and garden centers say business is picking up as interest in drought-tolerant plants increases. That's evident at the Green Acres Nursery on Jackson Road in Sacramento, where horticulturalist Gray Gayton is helping a customer shopping for a trickling fountain with recirculation systems.
They're $195, all of them, and that includes the pump, too. And it recirculates.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Gayton says April is a hectic time at the nursery.
This is spring, and, you know, everybody's out and about. We're pretty busy this time of the year.
And a lot of customers, he says, are looking for drought-tolerant plants. He tells them about an Australian shrub called Grevillea.
There has been more of an interest because water-wise plants are really interesting. Like Grevillea, for example, they attract hummingbirds. They do well in our horrible soil. So, you know, they're not only water-wise, but they work well in our climate and they're very attractive.
Gayton also points customers to California native plants, like a hardy shrub called Ceanothus.
Consumers' buying trends are shifting to more California natives and drought-tolerant plants.
Chris Zanobini has the California Association of Nurseries and Garden Centers.
The nursery business is doing pretty good considering that we are in a fourth year of drought.
Zanobini says that's good news for an industry that took huge hits when the housing bubble burst and people lost their homes and their yards, and developers stopped building new homes. Gray Gayton at Green Acres says besides pointing customers to water-wise plants, he tells them to check their irrigation.
If you can see rainbows when you water, you're actually wasting water. So, you know, why would you throw that money away? You know, checking your irrigation system once a year, changing your heads to drip watering and MP rotator in heads is just a win-win-win situation.
He also suggests using mulch to help keep moisture in your soil. Gayton says water-wise landscaping should be a constant, even if the rains return.
It's something that we should continue practicing. You know, it's making us be more imaginative and making us be more creative.
And to help customers be more creative, the nursery is posting new signage. Plants requiring little water have signs next to them with the words, water wise. This is Capital Public Radio.